Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1041. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabbi Zisel. Lila Nishmas Bliv Abbas Ram Moshe and the Refuah Shalem Yosef Chaim Ben Liba Arnina Shtakav Refuah Shalem Upsech Shachel Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of koitzer reaping. Okay, so interesting thing. I just want to talk about a minute from the Sefer Lamtes Malachas. It brings down on page 282. In reference to Koitzer, and he explains an interesting thing that let's say I do an act, right? We know that to pull something out of the ground, or we spoke about last time, pull something out of water when it's taking root, or even to scrape off moss or allergy, these type of things we said is also to do. But what about if I merely inhibit the growth of the plant? In other words, I do an action whereby I merely sort of like stunt its growth, if you want to call it. Is that part of the malacha of Koitzer? As we know, he explains, interesting, that in reference to the melacha of Zoreya, that has to do with planting, if I do an action of promoting plant growth, and I do some sort of an act, which we'll talk about when we talk about Zoreya, I do an act to promote plant's growth in various different ways, then that's taka running into the problem that runs under the melacha of Zoreya. Is the same thing over here by Koitzer when we say that it's just pulling something away from its source of nourishment? Or if I actually do something to actually inhibit the growth itself, is that also a problem of Koitzer? So he brings down, interestingly enough, that the Sefer Lamentes Melachos, that the Melacha of Koitzer is defined as uprooting or severing a plant. Uprooting or severing a plant. In other words, if I cut a plant in half, is also the same thing. You don't have Bedafka uprooted. Let's say I take, I break off a branch from a tree. I didn't uproot the tree Bedafka from the ground, because I'm pulling off that branch from the place of growth. Now, we'll talk about possibly down the road, what about a dried out tree? Mishra Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch talks about, what about a dried out tree? A tree that's like, sort of like dead. Is there a problem with that if I break off a branch? Right? So that's a little bit of a separate shaila, which we have to see. But if I take a plant that's growing, and I'll just break off a piece of the plant, I didn't bedafka pull it out of the ground, that's also part of the melacha of koitzer. So that's what he says, that merely inhibited, melacha koitzer is defined as uprooting or severing a plant from its growth. Merely inhibiting the growth of a plant is not considered koitzer. Okay, so he brings just interesting two examples. According to most poskim, one may pour strong wine or alcohol on living plants, even though these liquids burn the plant and hinder their growth, because this is not called watering the plants, which we'll see when we talk about the melacha of Zoreya. The regular water, to pour water on plants and the grass or whatever we said is also to do. Obviously, that's the melacha of planting. But, and not just that. We spoke about last time, even just watering one's hands on the grass. It's secretia, right? I have to wash for bread. I'm sukkah time, whatever. I'm outside, or I'm going, I go to a picnic or whatever, and I'm outside, and it's, I'm eating a picnic on Shabbos, but I'm eating outside. Oh, Shabbos sukkahs, and there's grass all around. Now I'll wash on the grass. I have to wash for challah, wash for bread, whatever, right? It's Shabbos, and now I'm gonna, or Yom Tov for that matter, and now I have to wash it. So you're not allowed to wash on grass. One has to be very, very careful. even though your kavana is to wash for challah, but it's psikresh, it's making the grass grow. So we'll see exactly how that falls into play. And actually, there's the Ramah talks about, we have to see it, even just pashat eating in places whereby one could actually come to pouring water, liquids. Okay, well, be it as it may, we'll see how that works. But according to most places, when he says one may pour strong wine or alcohol because of the fact that that does not make the plant grow on living plants, even though these liquids burn the plants and hinder their growth. So it doesn't help it grow. It just burns the plants or hinders the growth. But that would not be the malacha. Wouldn't be the melacha of Zoreya, of planting, and it also would not be the melacha of Koitzer, or Talish, or Talish, uprooting or reaping. Okay, so another interesting we see over there that the inhibiting of the growth of the plants is not the melacha. whereby Zareya, whereby the planting part, doing an act to make the plant grow, that is the malacha. That's an interesting differentiation to keep in mind in the two malachas, even though they're mamish, one is planting, one is uprooting, right? But like we always say, you have the two, you have many times two different malachas that are sort of like two opposites. You have building and destroying. You have tying a knot, undoing a knot, right? Right? You have kosher, you have matar, you have boina, you have soiser. Over here also, you have Zareya, you have kaitzer, which is planting, and then you have uprooting. So another interesting example which he gives, that one may shut off a lawn sprinkler. Let's say somebody has a lawn sprinkler. It's a sprinkler from before Shabbos for sprinkling the lawn, right? And it's there's no questions of any electricity over here. It's just a valve you turn off. You turn off the water, right? You turn off the water valve. So to turn off a water valve in cold water, that's not a problem. And again, there's no lights, there's no electricity, there's no numbers, it's not a technological type of a thing. It's just a simple manual valve that you turn off. So he says one may shut off, but the question is now if I shut off, good, while I'm sprinkling the lawn, the sprinkler was on from before Shabbos. So now that's sort of like making plants grow, right? You water plants, it makes it grow. So, but now when I turn off the sprinkler, maybe it's a question of keitzer, inhibiting the growth, right? I'm uprooting. I'm not really uprooting, but I'm inhibiting the growth. So he says, no, that's also not a problem. He brings down that one may shut off a lawn sprinkler on Shabbos in cases whereby you're allowed to do it, like we just said, even though this will effectively reduce the water and nutrients supplied to plants, right? Now it doesn't have the water that it needs to grow. But the shutting off the sprinkler is not a problem. Whereby putting on the sprinkler, on Shabbos onto the plants and so on, that can't be done, right? I have a sprinkler. There's various different ways how to work it, possibly with timers. We're not going to get into it right now, how that exactly works. If you could, if you can't, that's not our subject at all. But, I want to put on a sprinkler. I want to water my grass on Shabbos, right? So what will I do? I'll put on a sprinkler. That you can't do because that's part of the malacha of planting of Zareya on Shabbos. But turning it off, which is the opposite, in this case of Koitzer, would not be a problem. Now, one more very interesting case is how he brings it down. Does it say for Lam Tes Malachas on page 282? As we know, letting in sunshine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made beautiful sunshine that goes on plants and that helps the plants grow. Right? So you have to open up the window, you have the light and so on, helps the plants. Okay, so that whole thing. Now the question is, could I close the shade, right? My shade is up, I want to pull it down and there's a plant nearby. So maybe we'll say that I'm cutting off again the nutrients and so on. I'm cutting off the light, I'm cutting off the sun from the plants. So it's a problem of koitzer. So the answer is no, it's not a problem. Similarly, he brings down, one may close the window shade near a plant, even though this will block needed sunlight from the plant. It's not kaitzer because again, it's only a question of inhibiting the growth, sort of. It's just cutting off the light that's coming into the plants. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Closing the shade. So again, similarly, one may close a window shade near a plant, even though this will block the needed sunlight from the plant. It's also not a problem. And he finishes off, as explained, koitzer, the malacha of koitzer, entails severing a plant from its source and not diminishing or even eliminating its source of growth from what's making it grow, like water or light or so on. All right, so it's an important distinction to keep in mind. We'll be mamshuch. We'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol tov.